once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums.
It's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
That's right, Gary Owens. You know it. I know it. Everyone knows it. It's time once again for Radio Like You Want. And Blag, this week we got a guest like no other. No bunny.
It is bubblegum time here on Radio Like You Want. We have reintroduced the form, Mike.
That's right. We're bringing it back around. It's been a long lost art. No bunny has resurrected it. And we are bringing it out to you.
This is the best interview we've done since I talked to a homeless guy in front of the house just about half an hour ago.
Well, it didn't cost you as much, right? You had to drop like 25 cents for that conversation.
Well, Bunny kept asking me for cash during this this interview, but he is a fascinating young man.
Head, everything.
And he looks like he'll do just about anything for drugs, which turns me on. Just the very idea.
That's the whole reason I bought the record. He's got a new one out called First Blood out on Garner Records, and we're definitely going to be playing some of those tracks. But we also got some rare stuff from him, some new stuff, too, from the Third Man session that he did at Jack White's studio down there in Hickville, USA.
I cannot say enough about this guy. Once again, Big Mike, the Root Hog, if I may say so.
You may not say so.
Has brought
for
me
starters there.
The finest in audio entertainment. No bunny, I swear by this guy now. I've been converted. You converted me, Mike. Congratulations.
Well, it was all nobody's dealing. But, you know, you're no stranger to this sticky bubblegum 60s pop punk stuff. You got your Candy Now project.
Stuff.
And, you know, some of your partners in Slime also put out some stuff. Stacey D being one of them.
Stacey D. And we got a track by her coming up. This is a very bubblegum track, but just from a couple years ago. And Stacey D is showing, strutting her stuff on a German label called No Balls,
wow.
Which in this case is very true.
Not even very ironic with her on there, is it?
That's right.
But this comes out on a 10-inch split there, Candy Now on one side, Stacey D on the other. You produced the whole thing, didn't you?
So now, feast your ears on Stacey D. Are you ready for us on Radio
Like You Want?
Just like Bonnie and Clyde. the strokes of love made it up on her face.
Professor, are you going to try and freeze this island?
Don't ask so many questions.
Nobody, you're listening to radio like I want.
You look sad, I knew a bad girl.
better if you were, Helen, if you would remove the brassiere and get it to a place, because the mysticism of the stained glass window and the profanity of that brassiere do not go well together.
No, look out. It's Radio Like You Want with another world exclusive. We are here with No Bunny.
Hey now. Ho now. What's
No
up?
Bunny hoedown? What happened?
No up. Okay. Throw up. Get down.
Now you tell me that you're from Chicago.
Something like that.
I'm totally ignorant of your music. You came in here. It seems like you reinvented early 70s bubblegum music and made it somehow brilliantly retarded.
Well, you just heard a classic one. I Am a Girlfriend from Love Visions, his multi-platinum selling release that came out, but you got a brand new one out, don't you?
That's true. I got it today. Today is
the release date?
Well, it's actually not out yet. I just picked up today. You guys got this lucky. By the time this hits the airwaves, this will be in the cutout bin by the time you folks hear it, but today this is very exciting, and it came out today.
Yeah, you literally just came. These are literally hot off the press. It came right from the distributor.
You can't buy this in stores yet. Well, like I said, now you can, and I'm sure it's in the used bins, but in the meantime, First Blood.
Also, I mean, it kind of though it whereas it's firmly in garage and bubblegum kind of territory, there's a quality to it that's almost what they would call indie now.
Urban indie.
I can be like a really like the
that
white
would be like
James Brown.
Ooh. Or the Dwarves.
Dude, yeah, we gotta pump some Jamiroquai later.
Well, I'm I thought I saw Jamiroquai once, and it actually I got starstruck, but it wasn't him, and I don't even know why I would give a fuck to the person, because fuck Jamiroquai. I mean, I guess.
You're
or,
the last one
I don't know.
Who does.
Well,
now,
maybe,
Before I mention that you're multi-platinum selling Love Visions and all that, but I mean, you actually did really good. That's a catchy record, and...
Well, it's not multi-platinum quite yet.
It's not quite that, but it actually did do pretty good.
That's what they tell me. I haven't seen a damn penny. They're all thieves, and I'm not doing good.
Just because you're not rich doesn't mean your album didn't sell.
I'm already bitter. That. 2 months in, and I'm already bitter. Look at me go. I know how this works. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. Well, sure, yeah.
But you originally put that out on Bubblegum Records.
Oh, I didn't. Some other jerk did, and he didn't know what he was doing. Well, not a jerk. I mean, I'd say that as a term of endearment. He's a friend, actually. But yeah, he just didn't know what he was doing. So
urban indie guy.
Yeah, well, he's urban. I wouldn't call him indie. I would definitely not call Dave indie. Dave's more of the authentic, therefore more terrifying punk rocker.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So he's less urban and more squalor. He's like squat house.
Well, I don't know. No, that's more like Tony, our bass player, Touchy Tony. Touchy Tony squats.
Touchy Tony
does
now,
squat.
Wait
in,
a minute, to get off the subject.
A little bit.
Here's the interesting thing about No Bunny. I quickly researched this.
Oh, did you now?
You hear it. Is that... A lot of your work was done just with backing tapes and stuff, techno new guy style instead of rock band style, and yet the sound of your band now is very rock and roll.
Killer Dilly. Well, that's still me. The recording, the new stuff is still me, but live, I definitely used to always go out with the tape, and I still do most of the recording, except for the hard instruments like
piano. Did you record
yourself
as well as playing everything?
The first album, yes. This one I had a lot of help with. The guitar player, Elvis Christ. Thank you. Which that name actually always reminded me of the Dwarves. When he told me his name was Elvis Christ, I was like, "What? Why are we in the Dwarves or something?" Then we got Touchy Tony and Jesus Christ.
Well,
I mean, could be worse, I suppose. He told me.
You got to get a couple more notches on your bedpost before you can claim that.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not saying like I said. Yeah.
You're coming up. You are coming up. This No Bunny record is blowing my mind. And this is, come on, Mike, you got to love this.
I do love
this. This is like an example of, this is like.
Me and No Bunny, old friends.
Yeah, but this is like the quality of Radio Like You Want. You've blown my mind. You've successfully blown my mind.
I thought I did that last night.
I'm pushing No Bunny. What do you got coming up next?
We're going to hear the first one. Let's start this out. Track one, side A, right here off of No Bunny's First Blood, In It A Shame, right here on Radio
Like You Want.
The way I'm always pulling out.
know what that lovely sound means, Mike. It means it's time once again for the Estrogen OD.
That's right, Blag. And this week, we're going to be highlighting another one of these 60s pop bubblegum punk things that is going on, all the kids are crazy about. Shannon and the Clams. They're out of Oakland, and they are a must for anyone a fan of this genre.
That sounds very Lilith Fair to me, Mike.
Well, they just released a new 7-inch. It's called Patty's Birthday. But the one I picked comes from their first full-length debut, I Want to Go Home, released way back in 2009 on 1234 Go Records. So here's Shannon and the Clams with You Can Come Over right here on radio.
Like you want.
Don't you call me dirt. I'll show you how dirt operates on a respectable guy. I'm a bad guy, funny guy. Well, it feels like I've done something wrong. Well, I had it up, but I loved it up. And I don't want to spend my life working at the mall. My mother was right, and I should have stayed. My mother was right, I should have stayed. My mother was right, I should have stayed with you. Well, now my boat has gone to sea. I wish you still wanted to be with me. Well, the ocean's deep.
Clearly, he was the victim of some diabolic mind control.
One, two.
You say your God is alright, and then a man died. Heaven can't wait, no one can wait for me.
Like You Want. We're here with No Bunny. Now, No Bunny, we could talk about your music, which I know nothing about, or we could get some dirty stories from
you. Yeah.
I think I'd prefer some dirty stories. If you're out on the road with no band to support you, no wingmen, how are you attracting females? Don't you seem like Norman Bates out there?
Well, I think, you know, chicks like getting getting weird, as I'm sure you might know something about. And yeah, and I'm a lone rabbit any which way. I don't, my bandmates are not my friends. We're you know, we, it's I don't have wingmen.
There's a lot of parallel
like that,
here in the
know?
Doors.
Wow,
I can see.
I'm liking this guy more. You know? More.
Yeah,
a new friendship is blossoming.
Yeah, you know, I don't play well with others. I'm, you know, I don't need other creeps to get creepy with. I just need,
wow,
you know, just and myself and a, you know.
So how's it been going? What was the dirtiest thing that happened on this last tour? Come on.
Well, you know, I mean, I couldn't say without getting in trouble. I don't want to. You know, it's completely it's illegal.
Well, let's talk about a little bit about this last tour. Last tour was pretty long for you, right? You took out May and didn't come back till late in July or something, and stopped by Third Man Records on the way too, right?
Yeah, in the middle of a 9.5 week tour, which was a little too long. Considering, I feel like maybe I'm still doing the lion's share. Yeah, it's all good. But that day, we got arrested in Lafayette, Indiana.
Oh, really? On your way to Third Man?
For
that's what you get for going to Lafayette, Indiana.
I know. We were driving through. We were just going from Chicago to Nashville, I swear.
Okay.
What kind of drugs did they get you with?
Well, I didn't have any on me personally, but but we there was a couple charges, some which are still pending.
Wow.
And so anyway, we ended up being 4 hours late, but thankfully, they stuck around and waited for us.
Well, to the police of Lafayette, Indiana, nobody's saying, eat a donkey dick.
Yeah, fuck that. if I can remember what the fuck his name was, I'd be happy to.
Officer Fuckface?
Now, Blag, you head to this.
I bet he's on Facebook, too. I figure, you know, and I'm going to find someone else who's on Facebook, because I think there's people out there who are, and go to his page and find him. And yeah, anyway, never mind.
Blaggy hip to the Third Man session thing that's going on. Jack White's studio that he set up in Nashville. So he has bands come through and do, I guess, acoustic, semi-acoustic.
That was kind of my idea. Yeah, but then it didn't really work out. That whole day didn't really work out. That was the worst day. That was
like
the worst
Jack
day we
White.
Had in a while.
Sounds like a Jack White project. He records the bands, puts it on tape, and then presses the vinyl, puts it out right away, right? Is that the...
That was the idea. It didn't exactly work out that way. Not that it was his fault, but yeah. But yeah, it was... Yeah, we were the second one. There's been three so far, and
so you got arrested on the way to the studio.
Got arrested on the way, and then got there. We played, and it was just a disaster. We were out of tune from the first song. They provided us with moonshine, and everyone thought they could really handle a lot more moonshine than they could, and it just fell apart.
Well, you know,
really playing Amsterdam.
You know,
when I heard goes there, gets high, then they can't play.
I'm gonna eat one of these and smoke.
Well, when I listened to the record, it sounded that way. I gotta admit, the first song,
it sounded
a little stiff,
and
you could tell you just got there. You told everyone you just got there a little late. We hear about you getting arrested. But as the record goes on, you find a groove. And I was really digging the record, man, after you fit into your groove right there. So maybe the moonshine is working
for
you.
I can't wait to hear that one. Do we got a track coming up? Well, how do you keep
it's kind
guys,
of a comedy disaster.
Guys in the band if they didn't play on the record?
I don't keep anybody. Yeah. there is no money.
While, then they want to get paid and you go later. That kind of thing.
I'm sorry, can we get paid? What? There's been a lot. There's been probably 50 members or so in Nobody, and it'll be 10 years coming Easter 2011. So in the last 9.5 years,
you were swimming in Pappy's ball sack years ago, son. Look at you.
And
and he was also
it's all the drugs I take that keep me so young looking.
That's why it's all by himself, right?
What's that? You know?
So that's why you did everything yourself, right?
Because I have no friends. What? Or,
well, I'm suitably impressed.
You're swimming in your daddy's ball sack. Oh, I'm still on that point.
Solo, just me and the other.
You got to keep
sperm.
Up with us.
Hello,
this
is
like,
is this thing on?
That was like 5 jokes ago, yo.
Yeah. Well, we got.
Let's hear one off of that live
studio.
One.
Are you now? You're living in San Francisco. Can we count on you as a local scumbag or
Oakland?
Oakland. Ooh, okay. Well, we'll change
extra
that
scummy,
at some point.
Scumbag.
We'll move you, you know, always remember that there's no there. This is Radio Like You Want. Mike, I know you had something to say, but I cut you off.
As usual. Let's listen to one off of the live session, the Third Man session that Nobody did down there.
This one goes out to Jack White.
Today's greatest rock and roll band on earth. Nobody, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought it
You can't go on ignoring this rock and roll stuff anymore.
Dippy, ippy, dippy, whippy, bark for me. True to my goal, you're just a dog with flea. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If this ain't love, you know Skippy is a sissy. Sitting in the shoe shop, get my shoe shine. Couldn't hold my feet still, cause I got you on my mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If this ain't love, you know Skippy is a sissy. Had all kind of trouble since you came in sight. You were wrong, new girl, you don't treat me right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love, you know Skippy of the Scissor. Hey, boy! Skippy, if it dippy, don't let me down. Bark for me, dog, for the sun go down. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If this ain't love, you know Skippy of the Scissor. My love for her is strong as a log. If you don't bark Skippy, you'll be a dead dog. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If this ain't love, you know Skippy of the Scissor. Get it, boy!
Illinois like I certainly was, then you remember in hallowed terms the great Bozo the Clown, the original clown.
Is Chicago claiming him?
That Costanza made such a brave stand for on Seinfeld against Eric the Clown. I'm telling you that Bozo was the original great clown, and there was a famous and not apocryphal story about the kid that went on Bozo who tried to throw the beanbag in the pail. He missed and said, "Oh, fuck." It was a live show, and so everybody, you know, started panicking, and Bozo kind of looked at him nervously and said, "That's a Bozo no-no," and the kid famously replied, "Cram it, clown."
So that Bozo no-no.
Yeah, so now the Amazon Bozo song, what is that? How does that tie in?
Well, as you know, I'm from Chicago, and I was on the Bozo show. I was on the Bozo show twice.
You were on the Bozo show twice.
I was a little too old both times because you have to sign up for tickets when, like, 9 years in advance, parents are signing up, like, before they even have kids, you know? And it took forever. But I was there when I was, like, in seventh grade and then once as a freshman in high school. And I didn't actually get to play the bucket game, which it talks about there in the song, but also it was a term my friends and I used for being on heroin, being on the Bozo show, and we're strung out and stuff. And Chicago, the reason I don't live in Chicago anymore is because I was doing too much heroin in Chicago, as are most of my friends still. So being on the Bozo show is a term that we use for both, you know?
I love it. Well, I talk about doing heroin, and I'm joking, but, you know, Chicago,
yeah, most of my, that, you know, the first line is, you know, how's your news, which is also a tribute to that great film starring those special people. Do you know what I'm talking about? How's your news? The special news crew.
Oh, right. Wait, which, I've seen that. Yeah.
I don't know that. News. What are we talking about here?
It's a film crew of, you know, handicapped folk who are going around.
Handicapable.
Man on the street interviews.
And they're doing man on the street interviews, and it's...
How's your news?
How's your news?
But yeah, how's your news? We used to watch that a lot when we were doing a lot of heroin, and then, et cetera. Did you used to use Bozo
and
show, et cetera?
And it really was sitting there on heroin.
Lost innocence,
did
childhood.
You feel superior to the kids on how's your
news? There's no reels. I mean, I'm kind of pulling, just grasping first. But it is all kind of half-assed true. It's in there.
On radio
somewhere.
Like you want, we want the heroin stories. This is not the radio show where we talk about your song or where we care.
Heroin
we
birth, about nobody.
Drugs,
because the
lack of money.
The reason moving away from Chicago to the desert outside of Tucson, Arizona, like isolated, 45 minutes from Tucson, middle of nowhere, got off dope, and that's where I was like,
did you go with the chick? Well, no. Was it some?
No, my little brother was
no
out
peyote,
there.
Nothing?
Him and his hippie girlfriend, like, just chanted over me and
helped
change my puke bucket and whatever, and just, you know, threw
we
my car keys away.
Girl to help.
It was really nice.
Hard times.
It was. Wow. It really worked. She got me. She actually almost got me to pray almost for a second, or maybe I even might have for a day or two. But anyway,
listen, you've been doing something right because you're back. You're straight as an arrow. And we got a great new record here out of you, man. This is a classic, First Blood. So
yeah, let's hear that track we're talking about.
That's right. What was the track? Never Been Kissed.
The last one there.
I was on the Bozo show.
And if I could say, Larry Hartman, Bozo has a book apparently that just came out, right. And it has this weird. Apparently, there's stuff in there about him going to like weird like cannibal tribes like in Africa and stuff as Bozo. Like this is, I mean, someone just told me this today. I don't know if it's true, but apparently this is true. It just came out. This
people
book.
People should just do that anyway.
But as anthropology studies on clowns and going to like weird places and like studying clowns and like in different cultures how they react because everyone knows what a clown is and shit, and like he's going to cannibals as Bozo. Like once again, I haven't read it. It's apparently just came out. Like
wow. All right.
I'm interested. I didn't know this was going to line up like this.
Do you think there were Bozo groupies? I bet there were.
Oh,
man.
There's all kinds of weird shit going on backstage. You know that.
They want a honking.
Piece of the clown. And it must be the same way for the bunny. Are there girls who afterwards are like, they just want a piece of the ears? They want a
bunny,
little
bunnies like to fuck. Yeah, a little tail, yeah. A little fuzzy nibble. A little nuzzling. I'm happy. What girls got to do with a bunny's got a man. Freak child thing. Go for it.
I was
whatever
on
floats your
the
boat.
Bozo show right here on radio.
Like you want.
Yeah. hoobabacqua choo choo.
Oh, you know how we do it on this show, man. We've been having a silly and serious time. We're on dope.
It's always good when nobody comes by, man. It's a silly, wacky, bozo-y kind of time.
You're no bunny till somebody loves you, man. And I've always
nobody loves all you.
Nobody cares.
All you in Radio Land out there.
Well, I got Black, a new Mike, favorite thank artist you. Today. Thank you for coming over and sharing this with me. This is the best record I've heard in years. No Bunny, First Blood. This is Garage. This is Bubblegum. And this is something more. It's something for white college girls to fall asleep to. This record has everything. You are going to be shooting up and doing your homework to this record.
Hippie chicks will be bringing you puke buckets.
That's right. This is the one. It's No Bunny. Say goodnight, my friend.
Thank you so much. That's the best review ever. Thank you.
I want to remind everyone, if you're in a European way, check out myspace.com/nobunnyloveyou. Check him out on his European tour. He's there through October. Pick up a new record, No Bunny, First Blood. Thanks for coming by, man. Really appreciate it.
Me amo No Bunny.
This is the big time, girly. This is rock and roll.
time bomb. Can you imagine? She's like a young lady that's set to go off with passion and fury.
It's amazing, isn't it, Blag? Yeah. Monix right there, Teenage Time Bomb. Before that, we heard one from No Bunny. Chuck Berry Holiday off his classic.
Chuck Berry's Breakfast Visions. Is more like it.
And that's going to wrap it up for the big No Bunny episode. We had quite a time, didn't we there, Blake?
This was amazing. It was like a trip down memory lane back to AM radio, Super CFL Chicago with my man No Bunny. It was like I could feel the 1910 Fruit Gum Company hanging over the proceedings. It's Castanets Cat Super Circus.
Yeah, a lot of cool bands out there. Encourage listeners to go out and check them out. More No Bunny, Shannon and the Clams, Apache, The Ringers, you name it, Achmonix. Check out Burger Records, what they got going on. Goner Records, a 1-2-3-4 Go Records, if you guys are digging this stuff.
All kinds of independent sounds are reaching your ears, courtesy of my favorite radio show. I know I'm biased, Mike, but I like to call it Radio Like You Want.
That is amazing.
It's a legendary show. You've done a fabulous job. And this week, you've even blown my mind. Because No Bunny, this is my favorite new artist in years.
He's a cool cat. Check him out online. NoBunnyLovesYou.com. Big thanks to him for stopping by this week. Check us out online, RadioLikeYouWant.com. It's got the phone number. It's got the Twitter. It's got the Facebook. It's got all the crap you need.
We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. I don't even know what that is, but I'm glad that we're on it.
Meet us there. We'll see you next episode. Late.
Radio Like You Want.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy. Loving you. Love, you're such a sweet thing, good enough to heat things, and that's just what I'm gonna do. Ooh, love to hold you. Ooh, love to kiss you. Ooh, love, I love it so. Ooh, love, you're sweeter. Sweeter than sugar. Ooh, love, I won't let you go.
London, Paris, Rome, Munich, and all points in between.
Greedy, worldwide.